And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, hello, everybody, and happy Thursday to you. This is indeed the friend of those who want no friend, Prince of Palaver, Chuck Roberts. And we have a busy show today, so I'm going to cut short my 20-minute monologue to simply say that we will be getting a call and an update from our friends in Cottonwood, and we're going to do that in just a moment. A quick reminder that J.D. Souther is scheduled to sing and talk and give a great show this Sunday at the Prescott Elks Theater. So there are still some tickets left. You can go to elkstheater.com. After our talk to Cottonwood, we're going to talk, have a re-release of the Sean Spicer interview that Sanford did a couple weeks ago. And then later on, Dr. Kelly Ward, candidate for United States Senate, will be with us. So busy, busy, busy. We'll be back with our Cottonwood friends right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. Let's get that.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane,
hello,
the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? This is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at prescottdirt.com, and we will rock you.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message.
Got about a minute and a half here.
Well, we knew it would happen. The liberal establishment is attacking me with money from a rich San Francisco liberal who's given millions to Democrats. A leftist group is spreading lies about me. Why? Because liberals know I will build the wall, secure the border, and oppose sanctuary cities. I'll break the logjam in Washington that's stopping President Trump's agenda. My opponent, Martha McSally, won't change anything. That's why Mitch McConnell, lobbyists, and special interest groups want her to win. But
can you hear me?
Trusted conservatives like Senator Rand Paul, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Paul Gosar are uniting behind me, Dr. Kelly Ward. President Trump even said it was great to see me running. If you stand with President Trump, then stand with me now. Reject the establishment's attempt to buy this election. And join this winning team at KellyWard.com. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket.
There's something
for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
coming in about 30 seconds.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yeah, and without further ado, let's turn it over to Casey Rooney in Cottonwood. Hi, big guy. I think they're having some technical problems over there in Cottonwood's what I think. And we'll kind of vamp for a little bit. As I mentioned earlier, J.D. Souther, who has written, I don't know how many hit songs for groups like the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor, will be playing Sunday night at the Elks Theater. He had some health problems about a month or so ago and had to cancel that particular show. But he is back, and he said he's going to do an extra good show for everybody this Sunday at the Elks downtown Prescott. And as I mentioned also, that we'll have a repeat of the interview that Sanford Cohen did with Sean Spicer. He'll be at Yavapai College this Saturday, and tickets, I think, are still available at the Yavapai College box office. So that's kind of an update. And later on, we'll have a call-in from Kelly Ward, Dr. Kelly Ward, who's running for United States Senate. Have we got any update from Cottonwood? If not, I think what we'll do, Bill, we'll go ahead and do the Sean Spicer interview right now. So here's a repeat of the interview that Sanford Cohen did on about 2 or 3 weeks ago with Sean Spicer, former press secretary for President Trump. So here we go.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now on Talk of the Town is Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary for President Donald Trump. And a busy day today, Sean.
It is.
I can't pick up the line because I got two lines locked in. Can you hear me?
The briefing.
The guest isn't here yet.
No doubt about it. Well, let's.
Oh, because I got two lines locked. Is one Casey and who's the other one?
The time that you were with the Republican National Committee, and then Donald Trump won the election in 2016, and you made the move along with Reince Priebus to work on the president's staff.
Okay, let me drop these lines, and then they can both call in when he gets here. We're running the Sean Spicer interview right now.
At all, when you watch what's been going on since you left that position.
Hello?
A lot of people were attacking you personally that your style was hostile and confrontational.
Okay, Bill, what
so
time
forth,
should they call back in?
Sarah
this interview runs
about
12 more minutes, and then we're going to go to a break.
There is
so
still
about,
and
in about 14 minutes.
So I think it's more a matter of the job than it was necessarily the personality.
Okay, I'm dropping the line. Thanks.
True. I think that Donald Trump's a disruptor, and I think that the style and interaction that most of the elite media in Washington is used to was vastly different under President Trump, and that instilled a lot of friction that hadn't previously existed. So I agree in the sense that I don't know who else comes next down the road, but I think that it will be a very similar exchange. And I think the other thing is that, look, it's not a one-way street. I think the press corps also has a role to play, and they're the ones in a lot of cases that have raised the volume and the rank.
And I'm curious, from your perspective, just how amazed you are, as I am, to see the level of hostility that is foisted upon this president and this administration. It's almost scary in a way to see how DOJ and the Trump haters, the Democrats, and the so-called mainstream media, which I don't believe is mainstream at all, how they work in concert, especially in this trip that Donald Trump took to Europe and the meeting with Putin. I think the response was almost predictable.
Well, look, I think the press corps these days has gone from being inquisitive and in search of the truth and policies to being just, you know, immediately hostile. So that no matter what the president does, the tone is negative and hostile, which is different than pursuing, you know, the truth, pursuing issues, trying to uncover things or shed insight into policies or decisions. It is the entire dynamic has fundamentally shifted over the last 2 years.
What do you make of the reports of your successor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, being chased out of a restaurant? Could you imagine something like that happening during the Obama administration?
Oh, God, no. And that's why I think, I mean, there's two aspects of it. The event itself occurring, so in other words, the idea that Sarah is being run out of a restaurant or treated that way, I think there's a difference. We all understand that we have a constitutional right to free assembly, to free speech. But the second that it becomes sort of, it crosses that line, it becomes intimidating or threatening or violent, we've crossed the line. I think that the idea that this has become or is becoming the new norm is wrong. And that's on both sides. To your point, if this had happened under the Obama administration, people's heads would be exploding. At one point, there was a conservative reporter that made an outburst during a Rose Garden press conference with President Obama, and the press corps panned it universally and talked about how, you know, it was unbecoming. And but yet, when it's done now routinely to not just the president but to his top aide, it's considered acceptable in a form of protest. And I think not just the act itself, but the way that the press covers it or doesn't is also interesting to me.
And how about the practice of former Obama administration officials taking umbrage with President Trump and really making the level of acrimony so over the top?
I do think that it's interesting how they view the actions of this president versus, for instance, the last president, when President Obama met with Castro, went out to a baseball game with him, started to instill closer ties to them. They hailed it as a breakthrough. And now when President Trump, in pursuit of our national and economic interests, wants to see if there's a better relationship that we can have with Russia, it's panned as being, you know, inappropriate. So I look at it more just straight up from a policy standpoint and find it fascinating the way that they view the, you know, a similar type of activity under a Democratic president than they do under President Trump.
We're talking with Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary. We're going to be talking about your release of your book next week here in just a moment. But you also had a job as the assistant U.S. trade representative. What's your take on the idea behind the tariffs that some people criticize, but a lot of people really don't understand what goes on in the international trade world when it comes to tariffs?
Right. I think people need to understand that, generally speaking, the United States has very low tariffs or tariff barriers to market access here, non-tariff barriers and other ways that foreign goods and services can enter the United States market, whereas many of our trading partners maintain very high tariffs on multiple, you know, on whether it's our manufactured products or services or agricultural products. And so I think President Trump has long believed, I mean, go back and you pull those comments from the 80s, he's always talked about a trade being the imbalance in a lot of these trade relationships being unfair. And he's got a good point in this. The idea that we have settled for a level of market access here in the United States that the other, our trading partners won't give us in their market doesn't on its face appear to be a smart move. So obviously he's made several moves using the 232 and the 301 sections of trade policy to basically instill higher tariffs on foreign goods coming to our market. And I think that in the short term, it is a interesting, you know, it's a good negotiating tactic to get these people to realize that either we get a better deal or there's going to be consequences. And President Trump has made it very clear that he doesn't kid around. He's not hewing to past policies and precedents. He's going to get results and do it his way. That all being said, I think that we need to get these trading partners to the table and get deals as soon as possible, because long-term tariffs, I think, are going to be could have a very, very detrimental effect on our goods, our services, and our on our workforce.
So how much of this Sean, is strategizing. Like, you know, when you're in a negotiation, as President Trump has been in his business life many times, you kind of move the bar further than you'd really like to, and then you always have the opportunity to pull back if you need to during the negotiations, but it just seems like people are willing to jump on him for his initial position. But isn't there more to it than that?
Well, sure. I mean, look, I think he has shown since day one that he is not going to adhere to the conventional ways of you know, doing the job. He's going to fight for the American people, fight for our workforce, and get results. So I think for a lot of these people who are sort of watchers of policy and diplomacy, they'll say, well, this has never been done before. And I don't think the president really cares how it's been done in the past. He wants to know, is he going to get results in the future? And so, you know, I think it's interesting because there's more concern about the process in which he's going through than the end result. And that's where I think, generally speaking, people have missed out.
Now, you have a book coming out next week, and you are referred to as being at the epicenter of American government. I think that's a very curious use of the word epicenter, especially with all the earthquaking that has been going on in Washington. But nonetheless, what will we learn from reading your book regarding the behind-the-scenes that goes on in Washington?
Well, look, there's been a lot of questions as I've traveled around the country doing events and speeches about, you know, where, who I am, why I came, what, how I got to where I got, and the circumstances around some of the major events. And so there's a lot of
About,
you know, myself, my background.
I can barely hear you.
And then
is this Casey?
There's a lot of really interesting
I can hear you
aspects
now.
Of explaining what was going on, not just in the White House, but during the campaign and the transition. And so I think that what I hope people get is a clearer and better understanding of the circumstances surrounding a lot of major decisions that might inform them as to why certain things were done the way they were and what the thinking was surrounding him.
Well, as a member of the RNC, I would have to assume that the 2016 primary campaign on the Republican side was, how should we say, a bit unconventional. Were there more than a few cringing moments for you with the RNC as the field was eventually whittled down to Donald Trump? And I know that he had the early lead, but were you really convinced that he had what it took to ultimately prevail
in the other line
primary in 2016? Or was it a shock
to you? Can you hear me on this other line?
Well, I think that, you know,
Hello?
If you are a watcher of politics, if you are somebody that's been involved, and I've spent
decades
involved in it, there's certain aspects
and
Casey, of the campaign
Casey?
That you see as
okay, good. We got you both,
somebody
then.
Being successful. And
excellent.
Throughout.
Okay, so we're running Sean Spicer now. This is going to be, there's 3 minutes left in this interview.
Ran and staffed and did everything.
So
if you're purely looking at analytics,
we'll cut to you.
Say,
we can do it. We'll do it that way.
This guy can pull
we'll,
this
cut, we'll cut to you right after. Yeah, right to him after the interview.
Over
Chuckle
road,
intro you, and then we'll go about to the bottom in the hour or so.
In a way that had never been done before.
Yeah. We'll make up the breaks at the bottom of the hour. So
I think.
Okay, but you guys are sounding good.
You know, if you're a fan of baseball and seeing someone say, "Hey, we've remodeled our lineup. We're only putting 7 players on the field," and this is, and you'd say, "You can't win like that. It's just never been done before." And he reshaped the conventional wisdom on how a candidate and a campaign are supposed to not just act but be run.
Well, Sean Spicer is actually coming to Prescott, and that'll be presented by the Republican Women of Prescott, which you probably know this already, but is the largest Republican women's group in the country. You'll be joining us on Saturday, August the 18th at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available. There is a VIP pre-event also, which includes the possibility of photos and even a book signing, so that'll be coming up on Saturday, August the 18th. The book is going to be coming out next week. What do you anticipate will be the most asked questions of you? Because I want to make sure that I haven't missed anything.
That's probably the best question I ever got. What questions should I get? I think it depends. Hopefully there's something for everybody in this, in the sense that it answers a lot of those questions about myself and my background and how I came to be in the position that I was, but it also does go through a lot of those seminal moments. And I think for people who are really interested in the campaign and how Trump won and what the RNC was doing, there's a really extensive piece in there about the data and how we used it And so there's sort of different chunks depending on, I've had some folks that have been involved in the process that I was really fascinated by the political piece of this. There's a lot of people who have had an interest in, you know, my background and said, I never knew that this is what you did and how you got there. Obviously, you're concerned about the White House, but there's an aspect of there's different aspects for depending on, you know, the interest level and of what individual leaders or people have. So I look forward to being out there and sharing that time and having a great conversation with the people in August. The book is available for pre-order now, both at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so you can get it right on the 24th. And then it's in shelves and in stores next Tuesday.
Well, I must say, Sean Spicer, I've been doing these interviews for 33 years, and it's always flattering to have my interview subject say, that's a really good question. So I appreciate that very much. And we're looking forward, of course, to having you with us here in Prescott. I think you will be impressed with our community and really enjoy your time here. And we look forward to your appearance at Yavapai College on August the 18th. Sean Spicer, the book is called The Briefing. My goodness, what an amazing couple of years it's been, Sean.
It has, and it's exciting to be able to, you know, really sit back and talk about that now and give people insight as to what was happening. So I look forward to sharing these experiences about the book when I'm out there in August, and look forward to talking with folks and catching up.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, thank you for being our guest today on Talk of the Town.
And now our next guest, Mr. Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the town and the city of Cottonwood. Hi, guy.
Hi. Thank you very much. Good to be here. That's a tough act to follow. Sean Spicer? Wow. Way to go, you guys. Hey, my guest today is Hezekiah Allen, and Hezekiah Allen is a major player over here with the city of Cottonwood and our recreation department, Parks and Rec. And, Hez, I just want to welcome you to our discussion here today, and glad you could join me.
Thanks, Casey. I appreciate it.
Well, so we're here today to talk about our Civic Center. Hezekiah has been very involved in our Civic Center. You know, you kind of, I imagine our guests are going to say, oh, yeah, Civic Center, big deal. Well, it is a big deal to the city of Cottonwood. Now, this building, if I remember correctly, wasn't it built in 1939?
You know, and you are correct on that. And what's really interesting with this building is it holds significance not only with the city of Cottonwood, but nationally, because it was a WPA project, Works Progress Administration. It was part of the New Deal, put America back to work. And we have one of those treasures here locally.
It's an awesome building. So built in 1939, it's probably been remodeled and messed up over the years. And then, Hezekiah, tell us how you went about getting, I think you got a grant, didn't you, to fix up this old 1939 building and turn it into the gem that it is today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Totally. You know, the work on this facility took place or started way before me with planning and zoning department and doing the legwork of getting two community block grants, and then going through the process of bringing on two wonderful architects to help with the historic recreation of this facility to bring it back to life as it was formerly when it was first built. And so what happened was is we got the grants, we got the design work, and then we started with the construction process. And, Casey, as you know, when you start digging into a building that was built in 1939, you'd be amazed on what you find. But it's interesting because the craftsmanship of this facility when it was built is it's really incomparable.
Yeah, it's a cool building. Tell our audience what this building looks like. So, I mean, it's not just your average old building, right? I mean, it's made out of stone. You know, tell us a little bit about the building.
Totally. So, you know, originally when the building was being designed, this was, I think first of all, we have to go back to the group that pushed this on. We need to pay homage to them. It was a group of about 15 women or a group of women. And during this time, Great Depression, and you can only imagine, especially in a rural community in northern Arizona, they were able to raise around $15,000 through bake sales and community programs to get this building kicked off. They felt there was a need for it. There was a desire to have a gathering place for the community, especially in the biggest little town in Arizona, which was Old Town Cottonwood, still to this day. And so they kicked it off, and they brought on two architects, and Lesher and Mahoney, and they were one of the two architectural stamps, the first architectural stamps awarded in the state of Arizona. And in fact, as far as notoriety, they were only second to Frank Lloyd Wright and their design and the amount of facilities that they had done. The only way that this group of women had the availability to even get these two architects was through Clark and the mines and everything that was happening in Clarkdale. And so when Lesher Mahoney got on site and started designing the facility, you have to remember that around 1933, Toosigoo was being excavated at that time, which was also a WPA project. So they were seeing that occur. You could see from this site to the Toosigoo site. And so they took a lot of that Pueblo Native American design work and actually put it into the building. So the exterior is a beautiful river rock stone design. The interior is interesting because the trusses are a bowstring truss, which was revolutionary at that time. If you know anything about a bowstring truss, is that basically it's an arch on the top of the truss, and on the bottom is the string, and it's under a lot of tension. In fact, when we had the building demoed, we had to have engineering calcs done to make sure that those trusses are still in good working order. So a lot of history behind the building, not only for Cottonwood, but for architecture and construction.
Well, I've been in the building, and it's a beautiful building. It wasn't so beautiful when we brought the architect in, and you took charge of this project and turned this into what it is today. You know, what's it going to be used for, and when's it going to open up, Hez? I get people asking me these kind of questions all the time, and when do you think it will be open?
You know, that's a great question. And I think first we have to realize that it was a great group of people with the city of Cottonwood and Doug Stroh with the architecture firm and Elizabeth Rollins with NACOG who helped manage the funds, KCS up in the Flagstaff area, our local office with Jeff Cook and Kirsten Lennon and our finance department and Amanda and our HR department and the team and the planning zoning department with Baron and Charlie and Scott and all those folks that pulled together. And that's really the success story, Casey, yourself, to make this building happen and pull it off and it be right at budget and what it is. And as far as the opening's concerned, another success story is that we got a grant from USDA for around $88,000 and some change to do AV in the facility. So we're going through design on that process because we want the building to be functional. You know, we want it to have the historic look of the past, but have the functionality of the future. And that's a fine line to navigate there. But we think we're doing a good job there. And so we're looking probably wintertime when it will be able to be open to the public.
Yeah. Okay, I was kind of curious about that because I had somebody stop by my office yesterday that does the Jerome Film Festival, and they're doing that Cottonwood, Jerome, you know, this whole area, Clarkdale, and they were asking me when that was going to be available because they were interested in using it. But that film festival is coming up, I think, in another month or so, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be ready to go by that time.
No, but I don't think it'll be ready to go, and we definitely, when we open the facility, we want to shy away from, and this is soon to come, and this is soon to come. We want to be able to open it up, and here it is. We've had, if you know Tim McClellan with Boomtown Builders, he's got a TV show on HDTV and DIY. He actually built some furniture for us for the lower two restrooms. That looks outstanding. So when it opens, we want jaws to drop, and the anticipation is in helping the cause.
Well, my jaw is already dropping when I get in there and see it. You know, it's just what a redo on that building. As an economic development guy, I'm really proud of what the team has really done. And I know you took a big role in this whole thing, Hez, and I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the building. And when, you know, our guests on the phone need to come over here and just take a look at this building. I mean, 1939, it's stone. I can't imagine all the events that have taken place over the years in that building, but there's been a lot of them, haven't there?
They're having, you know, it can hold around 236 people on the main floor, 81 people on the stage floor. So it's a very large facility. It has the capability to do a lot of things, whether it's wedding events, corporate events, if you want to get married in a historic facility in downtown Old Town right next to 7 or 8 wineries. You have that opportunity, or if you want to have a corporate event down here with that same atmosphere, you can. And the construction of it is a river rock on the outside that was actually taken from the Verde River Basin, and then it was poured in blazed concrete. They framed the structure up and poured in the concrete. In fact, when we started digging on the front of the building, the foundation was only like 6 inches deep. But the material was so well constructed, and the building was, and it's holding up great, and it's a beautiful facility. It's an asset. It's a treasure.
Hey, is it something that, if people are interested in doing something in this building, an event, a wedding, a film festival, or whatever, is it too soon to be reserving space, even though it's not completely done yet?
You know, our office likes to call it our tentative schedule. And so what you can do is you can shoot an email or call and say, hey, we were thinking about this date, and we can tell you if anybody else is kind of thinking about that date. We don't have anything official yet until we're ready to open it to the public, but you can go to the Cottonwood Community Clubhouse because that is now the name of the facility. We've gone back to the original name when it was actually first constructed, and there's a website called the thecottonwoodcommunityclubhouse.com, and you can see calendar on there and pictures and history of the facility and some pictures of Old Town.
So if somebody is interested in getting more details, did they call you? Or do they go to that website, or how do you want that to happen?
Go to the website, and there's some contact information on the website.
Well, that's great. Any last parting thoughts on that building? We got like a minute, and then we're going to have to cut off. But I know it's a beautiful building, and you put a lot of work into it. What are your sort of two-minute speech on that building and where we're going to go with that and what it's going to be used for?
You know, I really think, and I'm no expert by any means, but...
Oh, yes, you are.
A community's history reflects its DNA. Uh-huh. And the fact that this group of women back there in the Great Depression had the resolve to invest in the community and build a structure like that says so much for this community in Cottonwood and the future of this area.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just for people that haven't been over to Cottonwood in a while, I mean, this people listening to this conversation are from Prescott and other areas in this region. If you want to see this building, it's not just open to the public yet, even though it's beautiful inside right now. But you, our listening public, can come over and have lunch or dinner and walk down the street and look for that community center. It's all made out of stone. It's just a real gem for our community. I think that's part of what makes Cottonwood Cottonwood is that building, the architecture, and that sort of structure in our community. Well, Haz, I'm going to wind it up here now. We're going to move on, but I really want to thank you for joining me today. You're such an asset for Cottonwood, and what a project. And you're a young guy. You're going to bring in many more of these kind of projects down the road, and you're really helping us put Cottonwood on the map. So I want to thank you, Haz. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Casey, and it's a great opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon, Haz. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and thank you, Haz and Casey. I suspect you guys will be back on the show with us again in the very near future. We're going to take time out, get some news updates, and Kelly Ward will be giving us a call here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the internet at kqna.com. Be right back.
Again, click out. Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Hello, hello.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hi, I'm Rodney Glassman. I'm an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney with a PhD in arid land resource sciences, which is basically water. And I'm proud to serve as a major in the United States Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. If you want clean and affordable power and water, and a commissioner who puts ratepayers first, check out my website at rodneyglassman.com. The Corporation Commission is supposed to protect ratepayers by regulating our water and energy companies. Sadly, today's Corporation Commission is all about scandals, FBI investigations, drugs, indictments, and rate increases. Conservatives all over Arizona are saying vote Glassman because I'll restore integrity to the commission. I'm the only candidate with a plan and the real-world experience to ask the tough questions and put ratepayers first. The establishment wants four more years of more of the same. We deserve better. Qualified, conservative, veteran. Vote Rodney Glassman in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A Phoenix police officer
can you hear me?
Okay, after getting into a car.
Okay, yes, this is Kelly Ward.
Sergeant Mercedes.
How are you?
Says the accident happened
doing good.
Last night when a woman.
We're in a break right now, so we should be back on the air in about 3 minutes.
Cautionary reasons only.
Okay, so we'll just keep you on the line, and then we'll intro you, and then you start talking.
Thank you. Arrested, and then she was cited and released.
Yeah,
the investigation.
There'll be a break in the middle of your interview, and then we'll come back with you.
The town of Congress has been arrested for alleged sexual assault.
The victim in her 50s told deputies she had been sexually assaulted by a 59-year-old Charles Dexter Pierce from Congress. Pierce, who is an acquaintance, had come by her home unannounced to visit that day.
Yeah, but by County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwayne Dievlin says things got worse from there.
After a brief conversation, he began molesting her and then forced her into another room in the house and sexually assaulted her against her will.
Pierce has been arrested at his home. He's being held without bond in the Camp Verde jail on 3 counts of sexual assault and 1 count of sexual abuse. Pierce is on lifetime probation as a sex offender for a conviction of attempted molestation of a child. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Scattered showers and brief isolated monsoon storms continue this evening into the weekend, dissipating Saturday night with an overnight low around 62 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, warming Friday through a sunny Sunday to about 89. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms through Friday night, cooling late tonight to about 67, mostly sunny highs tomorrow through Sunday around 99. News and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help. Or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am, and thank you for being with us today. We're happy to have back on the microphone with us State Senator Dr. Kelly Ward. Hello.
Hi, Chuck. It's great to be with you.
We are going to ask some very easy questions.
All right. Well, I've been up in Yavapai. I'll be back on Saturday for the Sean Spicer thing, but it'll be my third time just this week.
We had the Sean interview about a half hour ago, and he'll be at Yavapai College. So, yep. Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. So let me start off by asking you, what are your objectives as you plan to win the primary for the United States Senate? What are the objectives that you have for the future?
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, I want to be a force for good in Washington, D.C. I think there are far too few of those in Washington right now. I want to be, you know, someone that is honest, open, authentic, and accessible to the people of our state. And when I get there, I want to focus on great policy that is going to move our country in the right direction. Things like securing the border via building the wall, fully repealing Obamacare so that we can finally have access to high-quality, cost-effective health care that we want, need, and deserve, rather than waiting for the government to provide something and expecting us to be grateful for it. I want to make sure that we continue to create a stable and predictable environment for economic growth in our state and in our nation while we examine the spending habits of those in Washington. There are far too many politicians on the right and on the left that are addicted to spending our money. So we've got to send a fiscal conservative to Washington to take care of that. And then finally, we've got to make sure that our military is the strongest military in the world so that we can have the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength, and we've got to deliver on the promises that we have made to our veterans, the men and women who signed on the line to protect our liberty and our freedom, and we have been dropping the ball on that for far too long. So those are the things that I'm going to concentrate on when I get to Washington, because I can't wait to get there and get to work for everybody who's listening.
Now, Kelly, one of the things that tags along with that is I'd like to know your stance on the border security.
Yeah. I am 100% for building the wall. It is, one thing that we're certain of is that not having a wall for decade after decade after decade is certainly not working. The border is a lot of things, but secure is not one of them. And we have to learn from our mistakes of the past. President Reagan, who was one of my favorite presidents, who was a great American, such a true conservative, such a happy warrior, his campaign manager, Ed Rollins, is one of my senior advisors. And Ed told me that one of President Reagan's greatest regrets was granting amnesty and then trusting Congress to deliver on border security. It didn't happen in 1986, and it has led to where we are now. And if we start talking about immigration in the way that many in Washington want to, like the leadership, McConnell and Ryan, and like Martha McSally, my opponent, and start talking amnesty, we are going to go down even a worse path than we've been on since 1986. So we have to fully fund and build the wall before talking about any permanent solution for people inside our country already or who want to come to our country. The wall is not only a symbol of a right and a wrong way to come to this great nation, but it also is a significant deterrent to those people who want to bring bad things into our country. We're just hearing a story about someone that's a member of ISIS that posed as a refugee to get to the United States. That has to stop. People that are trafficking things across our border, mostly through the Tucson sector, which is the least secure of any of the 12 sectors across the southern United States, bringing weapons, bringing drugs, and bringing people across that border. And I have to tell you, Chuck, the humanitarian side of that is very strong for me as a wife and as a mom and as a doctor. I hate to see what those women and children are being subjected to as they are trafficked across our border. The horrors are unthinkable. And anybody who claims to be an advocate of women and children should be saying, build the wall, secure the border, stop the madness. Because the people who are trafficking understand that our lax immigration laws and our wide open borders are there for them to exploit. And they know they could sell a gun once and they can sell a drug once. But they could sell a woman or they could sell a child again and again and again. And that's got to stop. So that's why I'm such a staunch advocate of building the wall and securing our border. Finally, after a lot of talk in Washington, a lot of political baloney, I'm tired of it. We've got to have people go to Washington who are action oriented. And I'm the only one in the race who has a record of proven results.
Kelly, if you don't mind hanging in for just a couple more minutes, I want to take a commercial timeout and we'll be back with Dr. Kelly Ward, who is a candidate for the United States Senate. We'll be back right after this.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
The old man road is waiting for you at a Affinity RV. You get a home where the
yellow.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. There's something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Equifest. Horse people, pet people, kids, people who want to learn about the animals they have, patriotic people, and folks who just want some wholesome entertainment. Once again this year, it's at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds with free admission and parking. Just set aside Saturday, September 15th, and plan on having a great time. Go to olsonsfamily.com or any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale for all the details. By the way, we haven't left the dogs out. Who let the dogs out? Why?
Okay.
Marvin Holt Kennels and Dog Training. They'll demo dog protection, and our local law enforcement agencies will show off their canine officer skills.
Yeah, we're in a break right now, so we got to
see the officer in the Michigan suit playing a bad guy.
Okay, no worries.
Run from the scene and meet a crashing in.
Oh, okay, because we were wondering. I was like, hello.
Free dog nail trimming from 10 till noon.
The first time I called in, it just dropped away.
Okay. Yeah, so we got you now. So just hang tight, and we'll have you on. Okay, thank you.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Forsythia already flowered?
Hylax languishing in the heat?
Spring bloomers already pooped?
Butterfly bushes are going strong and rebloom all summer long.
Pollinators like butterflies and hummingbirds love butterfly bush for their fantastic fragrance and bright summer colors.
These tough head high beauties love summer sun and bloom nonstop.
Fresh new plants just arrived at the place where people who love butterflies and butterfly bushes, they love to shop.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
I am Councilmember Mike Whiting, candidate for Prescott Valley Mayor. I am the only candidate that has leadership experience and has served on the Prescott Valley Council. I am honored to have our current mayor's endorsement. Why? Because I am qualified, ready to lead, and will make decisions that put people and neighborhoods first. My goals include economic development with managed growth, financial stability, and improving our quality of life. A vote for Mike Whiting is a vote for Prescott Valley. Learn more at MikeWhitingForMayor.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Whiting.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you again for joining us this this Thursday. We have State Senator Dr. Kelly Ward with us, and we're not going to have enough time to go into the great detail, Dr. Ward, but I'm going to let you summarize in a minute. But I have one more question for you. You have talked a little bit about your concerns with data collection from the NSA. Tell me about that.
Wait, say that again? I couldn't hear what you said.
Data collection from the national security.
Oh, yes. I mean, I am a staunch supporter of the Constitution and our Fourth Amendment rights to privacy. And when I was in the state legislature, I actually sponsored a bill called the Fourth Amendment Protection Act because I want our law enforcement and I want our intelligence agencies to be able to get information that is necessary. I simply want them to do it via the Constitution, and that means get a warrant. We see what happens when intelligence agencies run amok with everything that's happening with the Mueller investigation and Strzok and Page and Comey and Bruce Orr. He's in the news every day. All of this is because of a lack of respect for our Fourth Amendment, for everyone, including the president, including you and me, including all American citizens. And so I will always stand up for our Fourth Amendment and make sure that just because we have the technology to get information, we have to make sure that we have the constitutional right to do so.
Kelly, we're down to about a minute and a half, 2 minutes for you. So quickly remind people how they can, if you're going to be up here, when you're going to have a chance to meet with people. What are some of the concerns that you have as you run for office?
Yeah, I'm going to be there on Saturday afternoon. We're doing a fundraiser, so if anybody's interested, you can get in touch with us at kellyward.com. There's a contact button. Be there for the Spicer event. Would love to see people there. Not sure everybody up in Yavapai knows, but Congressman Paul Gosar has endorsed me in this effort to get to Washington, which is very rare for a sitting congressman to endorse against someone he's currently working with. But he understands that my opponent, Martha McSally, is not reliable and doesn't share our conservative values of faith, family, and freedom. I've been particularly appalled by the negative, lying attack ads that are out there from Martha herself, as well as from PACs that are supporting her, full of never Trumpers who want someone who will undermine the president in that seat in the United States Senate, someone who's like Jeff Flake or like John McCain. I don't want that. I want a senator who is for the people. People can join our winning effort at kellyward.com, KellyWard.com, Kelly with an I. I care about the people. And also get engaged on social media and help us spread the word. Kelly Ward, AZ, across all platforms. We have opportunities to knock doors, to make phone calls, and to make a difference. come August 28th. It's only 12 days away, folks. We have an this is probably our last opportunity in decades to have a conservative senator sitting in that seat. So don't squander your vote by voting the wrong way. Vote Kelly Ward for U.S. Senate.
Thank you so much. I admire the courage it takes for anyone to run for office, in particular your efforts on behalf of the Republican Party. Thanks again for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much, Chuck. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's gonna wrap things up pretty much for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Quick reminder that Sean Spicer presentation will be at Yavapai College this Saturday, and tickets, I understand, are still available through the Yavapai College box office. And, of course, a reminder also that J.D. Souther will be at the Elks Theater Sunday evening, and that'll be a special show. It's unbelievable, the songs that he has written, so you can't go wrong there. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Don't forget, we have baseball tonight, the first of four games against the San Diego Padres. That game starts about 7 o'clock tonight here on KQ&A. That's going to do it for now. Thank you for listening. You are listening to the Talk with the Quad Cities. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and around the world and other great cities on KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, the man accused of the fatal shooting of a DPS trooper pleads not guilty. 20-year-old Isaac King entered the plea in Maricopa County Superior.